So we've been talking a lot about the politics of the Affordable Care Act and the Supreme Court decision yesterday. But in fact, when it comes down to the effect that this law will have on most Americans, it's all going to be about your health care, your patient care, the relationship between you and your doctor. So we wanted to bring in a doctor to talk about that. Dr. Bernard Dreyer, a professor of pediatrics at NYU and the director of pediatrics at Bellevue Hospital. So nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We're asking our listeners what their gut reaction is to the Supreme Court decision. What was yours?
Mine was, America is beginning to redeem itself. I was overjoyed yesterday when I heard the news.
Do you think this is, are you convinced this is a perfect law, or is it just the best we could do?
I think it's the best we could do. It's far from a perfect law. Most of us in pediatrics certainly would have wanted a public option at least, or even a single-payer system, because I think that's the most workable. But given the realities of the political system, I think this goes a long way to making things a lot better.
Well, let's talk about children, because a lot of the measures in this law specifically address children, especially those that have already been gone into effect. How does it affect health care, like the relationship between you and kids?
Well, first of all, this law in no way breaks up the relationship between existing doctors and families.
The government's not getting in between you
Absolutely
and your patients.
Absolutely not. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with providing access, number one, providing access to people who don't have access to care. We in pediatrics were very concerned because the one area that this country has worked on has been children's health insurance for poor children. So Child Health Plus, some expansions of Medicaid in the past have really moved the number of uninsured children way down, and I'm happy to say that this law protects those expansions. It doesn't hurt that in any way. In fact, it continues that through 2019 until we can see how all the other aspects of this law work. So that was very important to us, to not interfere with the progress we've made for kids. But it adds a lot to it. First of all, it's adding a preventive care package for kids for all insurance. For people who have insurance from their jobs.
And without a copay.
So it's really expanding preventive care for children. It's also adding dental services to many children who don't have dental services now. And I always say that the largest chronic disease in children are dental caries. Dental caries are a major problem in children, and this will go a long way to try to, solve that issue. It's also protecting the young adults. We in pediatrics sort of, we're not only interested in babies or even adolescents. We really take care of young adults as well through college and sometimes through the age of 25. So that the expansion of insurance for young adults is very important, especially for those kids who have chronic diseases. Transition of care, when we are taking care of a severely chronically ill child and they hit 19 and their insurance drops off, it's a tragedy. And this is going to solve that problem.
But do most 20 to 25-year-olds, do most healthy 20 to 25-year-olds need health care? Is it that impact? Does it have that big of an impact on them?
I think they do. They get sick. They need preventive care. They have emotional problems. They have sexual disorders and diseases. There are things that happen to them that need attention, and they're frequently unattended to until this law, which actually has already gone into effect. The up to 26 being on your parents' insurance has already happened. The concern was that was going to go away if the law went away.
All right. So I'm sure you must have parents who are very concerned about how this is going to affect. They've heard a lot of the rhetoric about how this is a regulation of the insurance industry, how, as we mentioned, the government is going to come between them and their kids, but also about the costs. And one of the criticisms I've heard of this bill is that it really isn't going to address the underlying issue of how we pay for health care. This is still working with private sector insurance companies. Is that a big problem?
I think that is a problem. I think there are many things in this law which look towards making healthcare more efficient and improving the quality and potentially decreasing the cost. But that is not the major portion of this law. And I think we need to work on that as a country once this law starts taking effect.
So,
but honestly, my opinion is the only way you're going to contain costs is through a single-payer system. So unless this country is willing to forego the private sector or regulate the private sector much more than certainly the Republicans are willing to do, we're not going to be able to control healthcare costs.
And yet many people, many doctors say they don't participate as, say, Medicaid, in the Medicaid program because they don't get...
Well, let me just say something. One of the good things in this is that it raises Medicaid rates. So many doctors, especially pediatricians, who depend upon Medicaid income can now afford to take care of children on
if
Medicaid.
If the state opts into the Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, that's the one concern that I have. But I'm an optimist. I think that many states will opt in. A lot are already planning it. And those that don't are going to be under more and more pressure to do so by the people in their state because they're going to see everybody in these other states having these services, and they're going to start to complain. And remember, the federal government is paying 100% of the expansion for I forget how many years, and then 90% after that. This is not the big ticket item that everybody has been talking about at the state level.
So
that's been thought of at the federal level.
I wonder if you could speak directly to the parents who are listening right now. You're a doctor. You treat children. I would assume you have to be something of an optimist to be a pediatrician.
Yes.
What do you have to say to them today?
I just want to say that the parents I speak to are not against this law. And I speak to parents across the income spectrum. I take care of parents who are pretty wealthy, and I take care of very poor families. And I have yet to speak to a parent who's against this law. But I would tell them that this law will protect children and young adults, will protect all people, and will protect the parents of poor children if the Medicaid expansion goes through at the state level. And as a parent, they should want other children to have the kind of good services that they have.
And yet, do you think that most people, these parents that you talk to, understand the bill and what's in it?
Well, the people I talk to do, but I think there are many people across the country who have been confused by the rhetoric. Death panels and the government's coming between you and your doctor and having not thought about what that really means. Some of them believe that, but they should read about it. There's a lot of stuff on the web about it. They should talk to their own doctor about it.
And you're going to have kids that are covered now that weren't before.
Absolutely. There are going to be a lot of kids covered that weren't covered before. And more important, as important, a lot of parents of kids are going to be covered. And when a parent is sick or a parent is spending all their money on their health care, they can't focus on their children's needs.
That makes sense. Dr. Bernard Dreyer, professor of pediatrics at NYU and director of pediatrics at Bellevue Hospital Center. Thank you so much.
Pleasure being here.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.